They did, yes.
Right, so the remuneration report would have gone down fairly comprehensively but for Babcock and Brown's support?
Yes.
Okay. First, I'd just like to hear Len say the word no. Len, can you say the word no?
No, I can't say it.
I had a meeting with Len on Wednesday for about an hour, and I agree with the proposition put by a couple of the other shareholders that he is actually doing the right thing. He is actually stepping up and being quite an effective independent chairman. He has done some hard yards in negotiating to basically get rid of Babcock, which is what we clearly have to do, followed by a name change and as much dissociation as we can get. And I think Len will probably be fairly comfortably re-elected today because of his performance and the fact that he has stepped up in a difficult situation. But the reason I think we should still vote no against Len today is that he's been a director since October 2006. And the thing that Len didn't do, which he should have done over the last 2 years, was say no to Babcock and Brown, to say no to certain acquisitions, to say no to certain fees. And at the end of the day, he was one of the directors who sat there as $2 billion disappeared. And for that, I think we should symbolically vote him down from the floor today, knowing that he will be re-elected anyway by the proxies, just to get on the record that we sent him a message for what he did in his first 18 months on this board. And at the same time, we acknowledge that he's on the right track now, that he has stepped up, and that when we do forge, hopefully, an independent path from Babcock, he would be an appropriate ongoing chairman, given his long expertise and experience in the energy sector. But you cannot get away from the fact that he's been a director for more than 2 years, and there has been vast destruction of value whilst he's been participating on the board in the decisions that blew up our $2 billion.
Thank you.
May I respond to that? I invite security holders to form their own views, and I acknowledge the responsibility of the board to steer the ship through good times and bad. In forming your views, you have to weigh up a number of issues. And one that I invite you to consider in casting your vote is how many of you predicted the unprecedented credit conditions last December. And I invite you to then cast your vote with that consideration in mind, in addition to the other factors in regards to my performance going forward.